And again, it's our Consumer Alert edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. All morning long, advice, tips, and information to help us all be more educated and informed consumers. Up next is Troy Cox. Troy is with AAA. He's here this morning with information to help us select a trustworthy mechanic. It's our pleasure to welcome Troy Cox to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, AAA, when most of us think of AAA, we think of that travel agent. We think of roadside repairs, but we don't really typically think of car repair. You guys are in the car repair business as well.
Well, we really are. I mean, back in, a generation ago, everybody went to AAA for the triptychs and the maps and to make sure they knew how to get from point A to point B. And our world has really, really grown and really modernized. Not only can we do the triptychs, not only can we get you the maps, but we have car washes here in Cincinnati. We have auto repair. We have insurance. So AAA has really grown with our society, and we're very proud of what we can do.
All right. Good, good. So let's talk about this. You're here this morning to talk about auto mechanics and tips for finding a reputable auto mechanic, which some might think is an oxymoron. I don't know.
Well, in our world, there's three people that you never want to die or leave. Your doctor, your hairstylist, and your mechanic. Those are the three. The ladies and gentlemen that we work with are excellent. I have actually been with AAA for 21 years on the car care side, and we are a benefit to our member. So again, we have the travel, we have the insurance, and with us being able to repair your car, it's kind of one-stop shopping.
Okay. And so how many shops do you have in the Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati area for car repair?
In the greater Cincinnati, Toledo area is what we would call the central region. We have 37 stores. In Cincinnati itself, we have about 28, and then we have quite a few more in the Dayton market, and then we also have five or six in the Toledo market.
Okay, good. And are they under AAA? Are they other?
Well, AAA actually purchased Bob Summerall Tire and Service about 8 years ago, and I worked for Mr. Summerall for many years. Excellent, excellent gentleman. He did things right and proper. When they came in and purchased us as a benefit to the member, he purchased, I believe at the time, it was 22 stores, and we have built up from there. You'll see a lot of our stores that will be branded AAA Bob Summerall. Mm-hmm. That name is slowly moving to AAA. All the new stores that we open are branded AAA itself. But we do have a little bit of a mix.
All right. So you're here to help us out, Troy. We need your help. So give us some tips on how to select the right mechanic for us. Trustworthy. We need one.
Well, I will say over the years, the idyllic thought of a technician 25 years ago was that guy that's got bib overalls on. He's standing underneath a tree and he's got a hood up.
All right. From Dukes of Hazzard, right?
That's him. That's
the
him.
Uncle,
Cougar.
Right?
That's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, there you go.
What we have now is you have highly specialized individuals. Cars now actually have more lines of code inside of them than when we sent the space shuttle up 20 years ago. So
wow.
The gentlemen that are coming out, they are trained. Yearly, they have a company they go through that's kind of their governing body called ASE, Auto Service Excellence. There are tests they have to take, and you can be anywhere from, a single certified technician up to what we call an L1 or a master, where you take about 13 different tests. And it's not one of those things where you just walk in and say, hey, I can put brake pads on. Can I be a technician? It is very rigorous. The job they do is highly specialized, some more specialized than others. But these ladies and gentlemen are phenomenal, and to be honest with you, on my side of the AAA business, I cannot survive without them.
Okay, and so let's talk about, in general terms, outside the AAA brand, in general, for those that are looking for a good mechanic. You talked about certification.
Yes.
That's good. But one of the other things that I think is really important is word of mouth.
That's exactly where I was going. I remember when I grew up in a small town in Kentucky, and my car broke down. I went to my dad. I said, I need to get my car fixed. Here's what's going on. What you need to take it to the Sunoco station. You're going to ask for Don. Don's been taking care of my vehicles for 25 years. Word of mouth is always phenomenal when it comes to finding a technician or a body person or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it may be. Another good way you can look is you can do Google reviews. You can look at Better Business Bureau reviews, and they will track for us the way the store is seen out in the community. But our number one is word of mouth.
Okay, good. And again, you're speaking as an expert in auto mechanics, and we want to talk about in general terms and not what you guys do at AAA. So, and we're here to give people information. So how do you know if you're going to a mechanic and, you know, you haven't quite found the one that, you know, that's right for you? You're in a pinch. You need your car repaired. Mm-hmm. How do you know if the mechanic is overcharging you or not? Because the average person does not know.
Well, and that, it's a really good question. Part of it is the way that it's presented. If they're trying to do add-ons to it, you can see that they're overcharging. I just need brakes and pads. Well, you're also going to need these seven items, and we can't do it without it. As far as overcharging go, the best thing to do is to get online, and you can do Google that. There are items, there are mediums that we use called pro-demand or on-demand, that there's a governing body that says, hey, for me to do this brakes, it calls for X amount of time. Any reputable shop uses that guide to price out their jobs. If you go to one of my shops and, you know, to do the brakes, it calls for 0.6 hours. Then my other 38 shops, it's going to be 0.6 hours. There has to be consistency there. But any consumer can jump online and they can say, you know, on average, how much time is allotted ASC-wise to do a brake job, and it'll show you immediately.
Okay, good. So it looks like there's some work on the consumer part.
Let me say this. There is work on the consumer part, and I'll be honest with you. It's a double-edged sword for us because when we do have consumers come in and they'll say, hey, I got this noise in my car. I Googled it. Here's what it is. Will you fix it for me real quick? So sometimes knowledge is very powerful. Sometimes it can be a detriment. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do is be able to trust the person that is working on your car. And it is a trust that is built over time. Please don't get me wrong. There are questions you can ask that technician, though. Are you ASC certified? How long have you been doing this? Is there a job you wouldn't do? Are you specialized in anything? So there are simple questions that you can ask people and get them to open up and talk to you to say, and it's going to make you feel comfortable with the person that's fixing your vehicle.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. It's a consumer alert. All day long, we're giving you information and tips to help you be a more educated consumer. Right now, we're talking about how to select a trustworthy mechanic. We're talking to Troy Cox. He's with AAA. Now, let me ask you this, Troy. Do you think that mechanics get a bad rap?
Yes and no. It's one of those things, when you need them, you need them. It's like your doctor. It's like your heart surgeon. If I'm going to be operated on, I want the best guy that's ever held a knife in the world to be operating on me. When it comes to my car, which is an extension of me getting to work, me providing for my family, me being safe on the road, I want the best person working on it. The millennials that are coming out of colleges today, vocational schools today, are so highly trained. They are just very good at what they do. And it's a hard job. It's not like we just wait for people to bring it in. There's education they have to go through. There's tools they have to buy. An average mechanic that's been in the business 10 years, depending on what he's doing, has probably invested well over $100,000 into his livelihood for tools and a toolbox and education and scan material. It's just not like I can go to Walmart and buy a set of wrenches and, hey, I'm a technician. It is just not that way anymore.
Okay, so what are some red flags that a mechanic may not be right for you? You know, you pull your car in, you see these red flags, and even if you have to push your car away, you know, he is not the one, or this mechanic is not the one for me.
Well, part of it is going to be a feeling. That person needs to be able to be open and honest with you when you ask them questions. And really, the answer that I appreciate most as a consumer is when I ask a hard question for that person to look at me and go, I have no clue, but let me find out. Mm-hmm. They're open and honest enough to say, I don't know. There has to be a good feel to it. They have to be pointed on the issue at hand. You don't want that person to keep, well, let me check on that and I'll be back. Let me check on that and I'll be back. Let me check on that and I'll be back. You want that person to do a very thorough inspection of what the issue is, to come to you with laid out knowledge and estimates. And you need to be able to look at that and look at that person and say, hey, let me do a little background on this. I'll be back in a few minutes. A lot of times when people are trying to be dishonest, well, you know, I'll knock some money off right now. Or, you know, we really don't have to do that, but I suggest it. It's about confidence in selling. It's about confidence in approaching. And one thing that my boss always says is we try to sell nothing at AAA. We are not salesperson. We are presenters. We present the issue. We present resolutions. Whatever you choose to do with that, please do. But we are definitely not a hard push or hard sell.
And in case you're just tuning in all morning long, it's a consumer alert. Information, tips, and guides to help you become a more educated consumer. Right now, we're talking about how to select a trustworthy mechanic. We're talking to Troy Cox with AAA. Now, Troy, should we take our car to someone that specializes in the particular issue that we're having with our car? Let's say we're having problems with our transmission. Should we take it to someone that specializes in transmission repair? Or if we're having problems with our brakes, should we take it to someone that specializes in brakes and so forth?
Well, let me say this. Inside of vehicle transmissions are very particular. To say that I would take it to a transmission specialist, yes, I would. Some items, electronic items. There are some shops out there that deal only with electronics. One of the vehicles that's been around for a few years, but we're seeing maintenance items are like the hybrid vehicles. There are a couple people here in Cincinnati that have carved out a niche. They work on hybrids only. If I had a hybrid, I would probably take to that person. I'm not trying to take business away from me. I'm just saying that specialized individuals are there for a reason. They will probably diagnose quicker. They will probably be more accurate. As far as pricing, it would be across the board, just depending on the person.
Finally, this morning, what's the best piece of advice you can give to people in terms of their car, their safety, and their mechanic? What do consumers really need to know?
This is what I would say. Number one, when you purchase a vehicle, read the owner's manual. I've done it myself. I get in the car. I'm 52 years old. I drive all the time. I don't need to learn all that. Open up your owner's manual. Number two, keep up with your standard maintenance and your maintenance intervals. Keep the oil changed. Keep the air pressure up. Do the standard things that's going to make your car go.
What's air pressure?
Air pressure that goes inside the tires is about 32 pounds.
I got you.
What people don't understand is the lower the air, the more the tire heats up and it dilapidates. Too much air, the quicker the tire wears out. So, and that's why I specialize is tires. But I would say keep up with the maintenance on your vehicle. If you feel that you've gone into a shop and you just don't feel good about the estimate, get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. Compare those and see what falls in the middle. You need to have open rhetoric with your repair person and your repair shop, and they need to be open and honest with you. You need to have good lines of communication, and you just build a rapport from there.
Now, I know I said that was our last question, but you brought up something, so I want to go back and circle back on this. You talked about routine maintenance. Let's touch on that. Let's talk more about that. We talked about the tires. We talked about the oil change. But let's talk about some of those routine services that's going to prevent you from seeing the mechanic down the line for something really big.
The routine maintenance on the vehicle is just like blood in our veins. Fluids get dirty. Fluids have detergents in them. They need to be changed out. Your oil, your coolant, your transmission, power steering, brake fluid, all those fluids help your vehicle survive and remain in a state of new. So everyone wants their vehicle to last forever. It's a huge investment. I mean, probably the second or third largest investment we'll ever have in our lives. You've got college education, you have your home, you have your vehicle. Those are the three biggest. You need to stay up with your maintenance. It's in your manual. It's online. You can Google any vehicle and say, hey, what is my standard maintenance for a Toyota Camry or a Chevy Colorado? And you just need to follow those maintenance. Is it an investment? Yes, it is. Is it a grudge purchase? Not really, because you're maintaining that vehicle. It's not something that it broke. Now I have a $700 bill. That maintenance will help you keep that vehicle running and keep it on the road. That way you don't have to go out and purchase another one.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, Troy. If our listeners would like to find out more about AAA and their mechanical services, how can they find out more?
Just go online, AAA.com, and you can pick and choose. And again, you can find out where our service departments are and in our what we call our CCITs, our combined locations. While we're changing oil in the vehicle, go ahead and plan your next vacation or get an insurance quote or sign up and be a member. Everything but Starbucks. We got it.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Troy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Troy Cox with AAA. Again, all morning long is our consumer alert edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Tips, advice, and information to help us all be better consumers.